You're listening to The Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at S. Salisbury
Show. Sean Salisbury Show rolling along. Just a few away from Richard Justice from MLB.com. He's going to join us, and we got a lot of baseball to talk, and he's here now. A man who's as familiar with baseball and inside baseball as there is in the country. Joins us here on The Sean Salisbury Show at Richard Justice on Twitter. Joins us now, MLB.com's Richard Justice. Richard, welcome, my man.
Hey, how are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on. We appreciate you spending some time. A lot going on. You know, Richard, we look at the start with the one team, a team you're obviously very familiar with, the Houston Astros, locally in Texas, and they can hit. Heck, they can hit from the team bus. They're going to drive in run after run after run, but injuries. If you're A.J. Hinch and you're the front office, don't you got to start, and Jeff Luhnow, don't you got to start to think we have to make a deal? And how serious are these injuries as far as longevity goes for this season, Richard?
Well, that's a good question. Dallas Keuchel, he's the most important. They're just to put the groundwork, their top four projected starting pitchers are on the disabled list. Now, Dallas Keuchel has a pinched nerve in his neck, second time on the DL. He's been the best pitcher in the American League this year. He's not going to pick up a ball until maybe tomorrow. No idea about a timetable. Probably he came back too soon prior, maybe two starts. The other guy, second guy, Charlie Morton, lat pull, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Then the real wild card is Lance McCullers and Colin McHugh. I mean, on these three, I mean, on all four of them, we could be talking all-star break. We could be talking later. Regarding a trade, yes. Absolutely. And I think they just moved one of their top prospects, Derek Fisher, to the big leagues. He had a walk, a double, and a homer last night in his first big league game. They just moved their top pitching prospect to the big leagues, Francis Martez. And their number one overall prospect, an outfielder named Kyle Tucker, has just been moved to Double-A. So they're open for business. You know, the problem is who's in, who's out. Tampa Bay's trying to figure out where they're at. The White Sox have given no indication they're going to trade Jose Quintana. So then maybe you're looking at the Royals, Jason Vargas, maybe the A's and Sonny Gray, but you get mixed reports about how he's doing. But, yeah, I think they feel enormous pressure because, you know, Sean, you know this better than me, is that you don't know when you're going to get a window like this where your offense is so good, your bullpen's so good, and you got all these young players are playing at the height of their at the top of their game. So, yeah, there is a lot of pressure to do something.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times young players, you know, those of us have been around a while, heck, ask Dan Marino how many times he thought he was going to go back after that second year and never made it back. So these are precious moments, and you cherish them. And when they're there, you almost got to empty the bucket for a team that hasn't won a World Series. So that being said, Richard, with that in mind, you know, you build up a farm system and a minor league in your scouting department to get great assets. And when you have them, sometimes, like the Red Sox, you got to go get Chris Sale and use them. And I don't think Reed Ryan and Nolan Ryan and Jeff Luhnow, I don't think they'll back off on this. Do you, Richard? I think they're willing to part with, and would they be willing to part with a guy like Alex Bregman if somebody requested him in a deal?
Yeah, it has to be the right deal. You know, I think the dream deal would be Gerrit Cole from the Pirates, you know, 3 more years of control. But if you make a deal like that, they're going to take. I mean, they're going to hit your farm system pretty hard. But I don't think Jeff Luhnow could want to make a deal more than he does now. But what they have going for them is, okay, they have 4 guys on the DL. At some point, they're hoping, you know, maybe all 4 will come back. If they knew all 4 would be pitching well at the All-Star break or after the All-Star break, they have a 12-game or 11-game advantage in the standings. So you can play the standings and you look at the division and say the division's not going to get away from them. But you do want an October rotation. And if Keuchel's healthy, McCullers healthy, they have that. But would they like to add one more guy? Yeah, they really wanted to add one more guy since December. But the asking price, you know, it's a seller's market right now.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Rich, the White Sox 4.5 games out of play out of playoff contention. Oakland A's, I think, 6 games out, games behind. So in the American League, everybody else is like bunched up within three games of the playoffs. Does this mean it's average, or does this just mean we got a whole bunch of good teams?
That's a good question. I think let's do a case by case basis. in the National League Central, I don't know what to make of those teams. You know, I think Milwaukee, it's thrilling to me how quickly Milwaukee's come back. The Cubs have some problems. Their young players have hit a bump in the road. Their veteran starting pitchers have, have shown some wear and tear. But I think in the case of Colorado, Arizona, the Dodgers, Washington, I think those are all really good teams. And I think in the American League East, I think all those are pretty competitive teams. You know, obviously the sport's better when the Yankees have an iconic young player and the Yankees are in first place. That's good. So I think we just have to play it out and see. It's a different sort of parity than in the past.
Richard, with Sabathia out for about a month now, you mentioned the Yankees first place. Where will they be 30 days from now if Sabathia's back then? What's this going to do to them?
They probably won't be in first place. You know, that depends on how, you know, Boston was the consensus favorite. David Price has been on the disabled list and then has struggled. But the Yankees, until this moment, they've had a perfect season. The young players have come along. Their veteran guys like Headley and Gardner have contributed. I mean, it's just, and Sabathia was fantastic. Okay, now they need another pitcher. Do you waver from your blueprint? Because they have waived the kids they could trade. Right. They could get almost anybody. Do right. you stay the course? And with Hal Steinbrenner has been pretty resolute about wanting to stay the course and taking the long view. But again, you know, how many chances do you get to ride a player like Aaron Judge to the postseason?
The Nationals, you mentioned them. You know, the back end of the bullpen continues to blow games. Dusty said he needs help. Are they going to go get help there, Richard? And will this be the reason why this great roster doesn't win or get to a World Series this year?
Yeah, it's a championship rotation. It's a championship lineup. The bullpen's going to kill them. And you know what it starts to do? And I heard Bryce Harper show some frustration the other night. It starts to tear at the fabric of your team a little bit. And so they're going to have to overpay big time because, like we talked about, it's not trading season. So you got to call the Royals and say, what's the price for Kelvin Herrera? You got to call the White Sox and say, we'll do a deal for David Robertson, and I know we're not going to like the price. But you're to the point now, they've won the most games in the National League the last 5 years, but they haven't won a postseason series. Now, sometimes you're going to lose in the postseason. Clayton Kershaw's going to come out of the bullpen on one day's rest and save game five for you, and there's nothing you can do about that. But to be October ready and to have the confidence to play in October, they got to get somebody reliable to pitch the ninth inning.
This time last year, Richard, the Cubs were 44-20, and we were all enamored with how good they were. They went and win a World Series. Everybody goes crazy. Been so long. Now, they're one game under 500. Everybody wonders what's wrong. And my question to you is, this is a case of being fat and happy and can't handle the success? You know, we always worry about how do teams handle adversity. Can the Cubs handle success? What's wrong with them, Richard?
It's pretty easy. If you look at the last three seasons, top 10 in innings pitched, John Lackey, John Lester, Jake Arrieta, all those guys. And I think you've seen some of this, the wear and tear start to show. And, you know, Sean, with young players, we always assume the career arc is going to be straight up. But what almost always happens, it didn't happen with Harper, it happened with Trout, is they hit bumps. Teams adjust and you got to adjust back. So what we're seeing is Contreras hasn't played very well. Baez is hitting .240. Up of the position players, the young guys like Schwarber have been disappointing. And of their regular position players, guys like Zobrist, Chris Bryant's the only guy that you could say, okay, he's done exactly what we thought he would do. Everybody else is. But having said that, you look at the division, I love Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee's an interesting team. The Pirates and the Cardinals have stumbled along here. I still think they win the division. You get to October, Jake Arrieta throws a shutout in the first game. But if you're lining up the National League right now, you say, okay, warts and all, I like the Dodgers best of all, maybe the Nationals next. And the Cubs now are in the point where we'll just see. We'll let it play out. You know, there is talent there. But, you know, we're approaching the halfway point of the season.
We've got about a minute left with Richard Justice, MLB.com. Okay, Richard, look into that great crystal ball that you have. Just for the heck of it, tell me who's going to be moved on the staff. I know you said it's a seller's market. Which big pitcher or so or player is going to be moved before this deadline's over?
Well, I think there's such a market for pitching that the White Sox are going to trade Jose Quintana, and I think they're going to probably trade their closer, David Robertson, even though they're not out of it yet.
I think the Rays are going to really listen hard on Alex Cobb, maybe somebody else. The A's, as you know, are open for business. Sonny Gray could be traded. And I think the Royals, we'll see what the Royals do, but Vargas is a very interesting name in the trade market. And, you know, when we talk about all the bigger names like this, but what always happens, almost always happens, is it's the bullpen guys, the bench guys. Every team can't do what they want, and so they try to do the next best thing. But you have enough teams in contention now that there could be a lot of shuffling.
Can't wait to see it as it unfolds. Richard, going to be a good, fun, long baseball season. We look forward to having you on again. Always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you, Sean.
Appreciate it. Great Richard Justice, MLB.com. You know, you still hear that he was talking about all those names. Does a guy like Verlander or Yu Darvish, guys, that we're not talking much about, is anybody, either one of those guys, in your mind, involved in a blockbuster and move?
I wouldn't say a blockbuster, but I could see Verlander being moved.
Yeah,
it
me
seems
too.
Like they want to get to a place where at least they can have some young prospects in their system, which they don't really have right now. So if you can get some for Verlander at the trade deadline, he's going to be one of the best starters available. Why not move him? You're not in contention.
Yeah, it's interesting. And Washington's got, guys, the one thing we've talked about with Dusty Baker in the past, and I'm a huge Dusty fan, is the management of the bullpen. The problem is when your back end is so bad, how do you manage that? What do you do? They've got to make a move for guys like Richard was talking about, that guy in the bullpen that can come out. They've got to find somebody at the back end that can close it out. Too many blown games.
Yeah, they'll do something. Rizzo's an aggressive general manager.
Yep, they got to get it done. We got more to talk about. We talk a little college football next. A lot going on with these satellite camps. It's the Sean Salisbury Show on Twitter, @SSalisburyShow. Satellite camps next.